Yeah, just probably, I mean, obviously a bad throw, bad read. I should have came off of it and just worked the other side. Dude made a good play, and then the second one was just kind of unfortunate. Try and get the ball out sooner, you know, before that guy can get there and hit my arm.
How much weight got taken out of your sail about pick six?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's obviously it's adversity. You know, it's what Gus talks about all the time, being able to respond to that and bounce back from that. And, you know, I know personally I was fine and was ready to go, and I know the rest of the huddle was as well. I mean, guys were fired up. Guys were looking for an opportunity to make a play and wanted the ball in their hands.
How about just the flatness of the offense? I mean, because it's so good in the preseason and then come out demoralizing it all?
Yeah, you know, I think it's good learning opportunity. You know, obviously struggled, started slow, you know, had some missed opportunities, had a lot of self-inflicted errors, you know, had a lot of... It wasn't so much them beating us, it was us beating ourselves. So it's fixable things, which is exciting. It's good stuff to learn from, and we'll have to learn from it and move on quickly.
How do you get the drops fixed? I mean, it's been a problem through the preseason. Really,
yeah. You know, I mean, it's just something that's part of football. You know, I have all the confidence in the world in those guys, and I'll continue to throw them the ball, and they'll make plays. You know, I truly believe that, and you know, I think we'll get that fixed, and they take great ownership in that as well.
No catches by tight ends. What did they take away?
You know, they did some good stuff. You know, Sadie's got comboed a couple times, you know, because we had a lot of things in for him, and they did a good job taking it away. So, you know, he's obviously a good player and a guy. We got to get the ball in his hands. So, but when they take it away, you can't really force it.
One of the first sacks, you got a little slow. Was it hurt?
Yeah, you know, nothing. Just collected my thoughts before I wanted to get up.
Frustrated with the red zone? I mean, you guys get down there and you get opportunities and some of the throws. And
yeah, like, yeah, you know, it's one of the things we really emphasize is being able to own the red zone and be efficient there. You know, so we had one good shot down there, you know, where Rashad made a really good play, but obviously missed on some other opportunities. And you know, we always want to be able to get points on the board and, you know, more importantly, get the ball in the end zone.
2-minute drive
Right. I think they did a really good job. You know, I think guys feel comfortable doing that. It's something we practice a lot. And, you know, I think it showed. Guys felt comfortable, and we were able to move the ball down the field.
How surprised are you that the offense was so bad today after everything y'all been saying and compared to the way you've been practicing?
Right. Yeah, you know, it's definitely surprising. But, I mean, like I said earlier, it wasn't what they did to us. It was what we did to ourselves. You know, we had multiple things where we just shot ourselves in the foot. So, you know, like I said, it's fixable stuff. But, I mean, it's not the way you want to come out and start the season at all. So, I mean, we're not going to sugarcoat it. It wasn't good enough, and we got to be better. No, I don't think so. I mean, guys were really prepared. Guys were ready to go. And I think just had, you know, some missed opportunities. I don't think it's a lack of concentration at all. But, you know, I fully expect guys to bounce back and be able to move on and get past it and get better from it.
On the surface, it kind of looks a lot like last year. The defense doesn't know if the offense uses something to put a lot. I mean, why is it different this year? Is there a different feel or anything?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, defense played unbelievably again, you know, like they did a lot last year. And we got to help them out. You know, they played good enough, and so we got to put more points on the board. But, I mean, I think, you know, just continuing to try and make plays, to want to make plays, you know, to want the ball in your hands on third down and stuff like that, and staying on the field and keeping drives going. You know, I think we kind of struggled in the beginning, not being able to find a rhythm and get in tempo. So, I mean, I think we just got to be better.
When the tackle went down, how much did you have to alter your protections and keep a tight end in the chip?
Yeah, you know, we didn't a whole lot. You know, got a lot of trust and faith in Sam Young. And, you know, when Joku goes down, obviously unfortunate, you don't want to see that happen. But, you know, it's an opportunity for Sam to step up and play well.
It may not be easy to answer this, but having Julius Thomas in a couple of weeks, how much does that impact? And does that make up for some of the stuff?
Right, yeah. You know, he's obviously a great player, and he's a guy that that you love to have out there because he can make things happen for you. But, you know, we got to find a way, and I think we have, you know, throughout the preseason, have found things to do, and guys have picked up, you know, the slack with him being gone. So we got to continue to do that until he's back. But, you know, we're excited for him to come back, of course. Thanks.